Welcome. You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member who will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Welcome to the Humans of K-Park podcast. I am Garrison. Today I am with Kathleen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
How would you describe your style of play in soccer?
Ooh, I would describe my style of play as pretty aggressive, and I really like to distribute the ball. I don't do too much dribbling, mostly just aggressive, getting first to the ball and then distributing it out to other players.
What position do you play?
I play defensive center mid. So I do a lot of defense and mostly in the middle of the field.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing soccer since I was 3 or 4 years old. Yeah.
What's your favorite career moment thus far?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think in our first game this year, like not even in the season, just in the whole year, I hit a free kick and it went in the goal, and that was just like awesome because it was like a really fun way to start my senior year. So I think that might be my favorite moment. But also my freshman year, we went to state, and that was really, really cool to be involved in that, and getting to like be on the field and play at that high of a level was really fun. So there are some personal moments that I'm really proud of, like goals or assists. But then as a team, my freshman year, like that moment of going and making it to state was probably my favorite.
What made you want to play soccer?
I mean, honestly, for me, it wasn't really a choice, you know. My dad got me into soccer when I was really little. There were like tiny soccer balls around our house. He was always watching soccer. And so it was pretty much a given. But once I realized, you know, how fun it was, once I could finally, you know, play and understand the game, it's really a stress reliever. I just go out there and kind of forget about all my problems and just think about the game.
What's the biggest challenge of being a student athlete?
Sometimes I think for a lot of people it's managing time. But I guess that's the same for me. It's hard to manage my time. I like to procrastinate, and that doesn't really go well when my games go pretty late as well. So just making sure that I keep a good planner helps me, but definitely managing my time.
What's the best part of being in a team sport throughout high school?
Being in a team sport is really fun because you really have, like, a family, and it's nice knowing, especially for me since I have it seventh period, is that, like, no matter what happens during the day, no matter what, you know, frustrating tests or assignments I have, that at the end of the day I get to go to my team and I get to play my favorite thing in the world. And so and being in a team sport, I'm not all alone. I have people to pass to. I have people, you know, even if we aren't best friends off the field, we build really strong bonds on the field. I really love it.
In what ways has Coach White most impacted you in your high school soccer experience?
Coach White is awesome. He is very supportive of me in everything I do, not just soccer. But, you know, he answers all of my questions if I want to know something about how I'm playing or playing time or anything, and he always answers. And also he definitely takes into account while he pushes us, he also takes into account our mental health. One time we were in the middle of practice and I was on the sidelines for a moment. And so he was like, hey, I found this video the other day and I thought it might apply to you. And it was talking about positive self-talk because he knows about how hard I am on myself. And so the fact that he, you know, saw that and thought of me and wanted to make sure that I saw that was really nice. It's like having, it's nice to know that people care about you at the school. And so having Coach White here, it's been really nice.
Do you plan on continuing with soccer after high school?
I haven't, that's a good question. I haven't exactly looked into it, and it's pretty late in the game right now, but I definitely want to do it at, like, the club or intramural level, just to, because it's such a good way to stay in shape, first of all, and because it's such a stress reliever for me. So I'm going to try to do it no matter, like, what level it's at, but probably not at, like, you know, the highest level. Like, I'm not going to commit to a school, if that makes sense.
What college do you plan on attending?
Well, I've gotten into two schools so far. I got into University of Texas at Austin, and I got into Texas A&M. And I've applied to a few more, and I'm just waiting to get those back. So as of right, like, if I had to pick today, it would be, based on my options, it would be UT. But hopefully in a couple of months, I have a clearer answer on what my other options are.
What are you hoping to study in college?
I'm hoping to study international relations and politics. And while also continuing a little journalism stuff on the side.
What types of careers do you think that may eventually lead to?
Well, really my end goal is to either, I don't want to say be a politician because I think that word has a very negative connotation sometimes, and I don't really want to do politics as a career, but I want to be a policymaker and to help influence policy and overall just help people.
Who's your favorite former president and why?
Ooh, that's such an interesting question. My favorite former president. Well, I think I would probably have to go with JFK because I've learned so much about him, and I honestly don't know how to answer that. I find him to be really interesting, so I don't know if I would agree with everything he has ever said or done, but I know a lot about him. I find him very interesting, and I think he was very well-spoken, and I like a lot of the things that he said, so yeah.
What would your campaign slogan be?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, so I ran for class president my freshman year, and my slogan was like, so my initials are KO, and so I did like knock out the vote and vote for Kathleen Ortiz, and so I did like some like boxing gloves, and that was kind of my theme. So I'd probably go with something like that, just, you know, for fun, nothing too serious. I haven't thought about anything overly serious yet.
If you were running for president, what would you look for in a running mate?
Ooh, okay. I think I would definitely have to look. So I can get a little heated sometimes. It's pretty clear in my soccer and everything, you know. And so I would look for someone who is pretty different than me. So that way we can kind of balance each other out.
As the president, how would you handle public scrutiny?
Okay, that's probably why I would not be the best for presidency, because I think I would look into it too much. I think I would read way too much stuff about myself. There would be many therapy appointments weekly for me. I don't know how I would deal with that, but I don't think I would deal with it very well. Maybe as an adult, I would deal with it better. Yeah. I think that's how it would go.
If given the opportunity to become the president of the United States or be a pro soccer player, what would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a really good one. I think, I know this is probably like, now that I've never actually thought about that, but if I had the option, I would probably go with a pro soccer player because I love playing soccer. And if I was really good and made a lot of money, I think I could make social change with the money I had, you know, like funding programs that I supported without having to have the whole world watch me as president. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.